Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 67, and today is Tuesday, July 24th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. First, I'm excited to report that I'm coming to you from my brand new Retina MacBook Pro. I've mentioned this on a couple of different shows. Specifically, even I went into all the details of why I bought it and all those types of things. And so I'm just glad to finally have it. And I'll talk about that a little bit as the main topic of the show and how I came about acquiring it. But before that, two little bits of follow-up. First, thank you for everybody who took part of the survey that was mentioned in the last episode. It was really helpful for me to just get some feedback. I really appreciate everybody who took the time to do that. And based on the feedback I got there, two things are probably going to be changing or adjusting or becoming more consistent, maybe is a better way to say it. First, I think I'm going to start recording two episodes a week. That seemed to be right around the sweet spot. It was the most people wanted two, and then the second highest desire was people who wanted three. And so I figured I'd go for the lower of those to start with, and I can always ramp up or add bonus episodes for topical things or for just, you know, when the mood takes me. But I think that's kind of what I'm going to be going towards. And then I also got some feedback that it seemed like about 40% of you would prefer a regimented schedule and the rest didn't have a preference. And so what I'm probably going to think about what I'm going to start trying to do, and it should work, is I'll start recording and releasing episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if you're that works out kind of well if you're in a sort of, if you follow the 5x5 podcast world, in the sense of, because those shows are typically Monday, Wednesday, Friday, so you kind of maybe fills out that little gap in the week if you listen on a regular basis. And otherwise, it's also works out well for me and my schedule. So typically, going forward, I'm going to record two episodes a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll see how that goes. I mean, nothing's sort of set in stone, and hopefully the goal in all of this is just for it to be helpful and useful to people. So if it turns out not to be working, I'll change it. But just kind of wanted to put that out there. So that's the new schedule, Tuesdays, Thursdays. Exact time of the day, I don't really know, but probably, you know, more typically I record first thing in the morning, so around then, unless there's news or other things. All right, so on to the main topic of today's show. And like I said, I got a Retina MacBook Pro. I ended up getting the, I guess you'd call it the spec'd out version, the max spec version, whatever you want to call it. In terms of, so it's the 2.7 gigahertz i7 processor, it's 16 gigs of RAM, and it's the 768 gigabyte hard drive. So, you know, a fairly substantial investment I made into this computer, and I had a couple of you ask why I was going to go with different choices and kind of what that looked like. And so I figured I'd walk through exactly what, you know, sort of where I'm coming from with that, and hopefully it'll be helpful to other people who may be thinking about getting one. And specifically, I had a good question from Paul Donahue, who's asking, you know, is it worth getting 16 gigs of RAM? Is it worth getting the SSD upgrades? And so basically, I think yes. I mean, I think if you have the meat, it's almost like, I think the best advice, I can't remember who said this, but I've heard it once, and it's sort of rung true for me ever since, is basically you should always get the best computer that you can afford. And what you can afford is, of course, entirely up to you. But your computer is something that you're going to use for hours and hours and hours and hours. And making sure that it's good and effective and the sharpest tool for that job is absolutely almost always worthwhile. And, you know, so in this case, for a Retina MacBook Pro, the nice thing is there's really not that many choices you have to make. I mean, getting a Mac Pro is a bit more complicated because you have so many different things that you can tweak and adjust and play with. The Retina MacBook Pro, it's really how fast you want your processor, how much RAM, how big of a hard drive. And all three of those things you need to decide up front because you can't change them later. So I got the fastest CPU because, I mean, the thing that I do the most as part of my job is development, which involves compilation. And compilation is largely CPU bound. And so the faster I can make my CPU, the faster my compilation goes, the less time I spend waiting. It's fairly straightforward for me. For RAM, I think 16 gigs is ideal for most people these days. And in running up to getting this machine, what I started doing is I left Activity Monitor running on my previous machine, which had 8 gigs, which is the sort of what typically you'd get otherwise on a Retina MacBook Pro. And what I found is 8 gigs is sufficient for most general computing operations that you'll do these days. However, it's not great. You'll often be hitting that hitting that limit in a way that is kind of frustrating or annoying, and you won't notice it, but your computer will just sort of start slowly to get slower and slower. And so it's the kind of thing that I just decided, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and invest in the future, and I don't think applications going forward are going to require less and less memory. I suspect they will start requiring more and more memory. And so I'm just kind of future-proofing myself a little bit there. And so that's kind of what I did there. And then, the last one is hard drive space. And this is a little bit silly and a little bit of an extravagance, but I ended up just getting the largest hard drive possible. And the reason for that is one of the most annoying dialogues I've ever seen on a Mac, and I've seen it increasingly often since moving to SSDs, is the little thing that pops up and says, your computer is almost out of space. Would you like to empty the trash, or you need to do something about this? That just drives me crazy, because it happens randomly, or perhaps more often. It happens when I'm doing things that are intensive and require lots of resources. And so then all of a sudden I'm like, and if you run out of disk space, all kinds of horrible things happen. So I'm like feeling like I'm like, there's a great Wallace and Gromit cartoon where the dog, you don't need to know about the show, but anyway, there's, you know, a dog on a little model train, and he's building the train in front of him. So you're kind of laying the tracks just as he goes, right in front of him. And that's kind of how I feel like. I'm like constantly trying to find something to delete so I can make space for this new thing. Make space for something new. And that drives me crazy. And I looked at it and I was like, you know, 768 gigs is a lot of space. Right now I'm working on my main computer at 120 gigabyte hard drive that's always getting full. I've attached to that like a half a terabyte of resources and data and pictures and things like that. I'm like, you know what? I can just take that, throw it all on that drive, and still have, you know, maybe 100 to 200 gigabytes available. And that was made a lot more sense to me. You know, I hope to never see that dialogue again, and if I do, I hope it is in the far, far future. So anyway, those are kind of my rationales behind it. So far, love the machine. It's gorgeous. It is ridiculously fast. And strangely, it reminds me a lot of when I first got my iPhone 4. And not for the reason that's perhaps obvious. The obvious similarity between those two is they were both the introduction of Retina screens on their respective platforms. The thing that I found most shocking and surprising about this is it crosses over the speed chasm, or the performance chasm, or whatever you want to call it, from where you're used to waiting for things to when you're used to things happening instantaneously. And that's a very subtle difference, but it's a very important difference. It's that difference where you just kind of, things just happen right away. And you, on a slower computer, you get used to the fact that you hit something, wait a beat, and it happens. You hit something, you wait a beat, it happens. And to go from that to essentially instantaneous is a very substantial improvement in happiness and usefulness. So far, very pleased with it. I'm expecting to do some few more sort of benchmarks and things. I mean, I know definitely compilation versus my old i7 8-core iMac is massively better. So I'm very, very happy about that. But so far, very pleased. Highly recommended. And then the last thing I was going to talk about is how I actually got it. And so they're very back-ordered. But I ended up getting it through the local business rep at my Apple store, like at my local Apple store. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about business reps and how they work. So if you may or may not know, every Apple store has a business team. And the business team's job is to essentially help Apple sell into businesses, whether that be large businesses, big enterprises, or if it's going to be small businesses like me, who's one guy, you know, writing apps. And their job is to do a couple of things. I mean, they do all kinds of support and education and stuff. So they're services that I just really don't need or care about. You know, it's like the classic thing of, I know more probably about Apple and iOS and OS X and all these things than they do probably. So that's really not what I need them for. What I find them very helpful for is two things. One is getting discounts on hardware. So typically, Apple has a very sort of one price across the board pricing regimen, where no matter what you buy, It'll always be the same price. So if you can buy it online, you can buy it on the store, you can get these tiny discounts on Amazon or places like that. But typically, it's one price across the board. And the only exception that I've really found to that, or the primary exception that anyone can access, is that you can, if you're a business, you can get small discounts on hardware. And these vary, and the formula used to calculate it is kind of, I don't know, it feels like voodoo sometimes. But basically, the more you buy, in terms of as you buy things, you kind of build into different tiers of discount, and it sort of builds on itself. And these discounts aren't massive. I think I got about a $200 discount on my Retina MacBook Pro, which is great. I mean, you know, it's not a massive discount in terms of percentage, but I'll take it. And then the percentages get really nice for accessories. I've often get 20-30% off for minor accessories, like, you know, a Thunderbolt Ethernet adapter or something like that. You can get these nice little discounts, and it's not something that you can really plan on or expect. Like, every time I've talked to them, and they're like, well, it's just kind of, it builds into the, they put it into the system, and the system tells them, based on what you've bought, you can get this discount. But it's always free money. You know, it's always something nice that I can take, and maybe it's covering the tax. Maybe it's helping in that way. So that's always really nice to just get that little discount. So definitely always do that. And if you aren't, just go and register with your Apple store. You just walk in and say, hey, I'd like to talk to someone on the business team. Or you can email the Apple store, or you call up the Apple store and ask to talk to someone and make an appointment, or maybe even work better. And you just say, you know, hey, I'm a business, this is what I do. And they'll say, oh, great, you know, let's set up an account for you. And then from then on, you just kind of, when you buy things, you either ask for a business discount and give them your business card, or you just contact the business team ahead of time and say, hey, I'm going to need to pick up one of these. You know, I need to get an iPad. Can you help me out? And they're like, oh, sure, no problem. And you go in, you get a discount, and it's great. All right. And then the other thing that the business team is great for is getting hard-to-buy items. And so this is an example. So the Retina MacBook Pro is still back-ordered and hard to find. And what I ended up doing is basically the business team has the ability to put items aside as they come into inventory. So I was after the maxed out MacBook Pro, which is one of the models, thankfully, that they do offer. In store, typically you can get all of the base models or the max model. You typically can't get weird configurations in between. But since I was after the max model, that worked out fine for me. And so I just walk into the Apple store, or called up the Apple store, you know, talked to my business rep and said, hey, you know, I'd like to get one of these. Can you put me on the list? And he says, absolutely. And so yesterday morning, one of them came into the store. He says, you know, calls me up, hey, Dave, one of the Retina MacBook Pros is in stock. Would you like it? And at this point, I can say, yes, I can come in. Typically, what they want you to do is come in that day or within 24 hours to pick it up, just so that otherwise they can give it to the next person. And so I was like, yep, absolutely. I'll be there in a couple hours. Stop by, pick it up. No problem. It's also really helpful for other kind of hardware. They typically can't do launch day set-asides. So, like, whatever, say this fall when the new iPhone comes out, they're not going to be able to put one aside for me on launch day or launch weekend, typically. But if I decide I don't want to wait in line and do all that to get it on launch day, what I can do is you can typically say, I'd like one in kind of the second shipment, if that makes sense. And they'll typically be able to put one aside for you there. And so it's just, you know, maybe later that following week, maybe the Wednesday, maybe the Friday of the following week, you can get one without having to kind of be getting up and going waiting in line and all these kinds of things. And that's just a really nice sort of peace of mind and productivity benefit that, you know, I'm not constantly, you know, so I don't have to fight the lines to get a hold of the technology that I need to develop on and to work with. So that's what I found pretty helpful. For those two reasons, primarily. Apparently, if you do things like big bulk purchases, they can organize it for you and do all kinds of fun things there. But I've never needed to do any of that. But for me, it's just I get nice discounts, and they can hold things aside for me, which is really helpful. All right, that's it for today's show. As just a quick reminder, so I'm going to be moving to a Tuesday-Thursday schedule, and hopefully that works out well for everybody. And otherwise, I hope to talk to you on Thursday, I guess. And as always, if you have questions, comments, concerns, complaints, the best place to contact me is on Twitter. I'm _DavidSmith there. And if you want to follow the Twitter feed for this show and get updates whenever a new show is posted, the Twitter feed for this show is DevPerspective. And otherwise, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. If you enjoy the show, tell a friend, tell two. Otherwise, happy coding, and I will talk to you on Thursday.